Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
FCC says it may appeal court ruling against its net neutrality rule. That is a big deal. The Federal Communications Commission may appeal the ruling by the U.S. Appeals Court that struck down the agency's so-called net neutrality rules, according to FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler. I'm committed to managing our networks as engines of economic growth, test beds for innovative services and products, and channels for all forms of speech protected by the First Amendment. We will consider all available options, including for these appeals, to ensure that these networks on which the Internet depends continue to provide free and open platform for innovation and expression and operate in the interest of all Americans. And, folks, normally I don't agree with the FCC, but the FCC has been saying, look, you can't have telecoms that already make money hand over fist off their subscriber base and off their bandwidth base claiming that they're going to charge you more for access to certain groups' websites that isn't their content. I mean, that'll totally kill the Internet as we know it. And there is a major move to do this, and this is basically what Internet 2 is. They're talking about service providers charging Google when their customers try to go to Google. And I'm no fan of Google, but you've got to use these separation of powers, these different big globalist blocks against each other. See, that's why you have the legislative, executive, and judicial, knowing that tyranny will try to take over all three, so you have it divided up to where it can never get organized, and they knew common sense would show that there'd be infighting, and so they could never organize evil. The same way they use balkanization on us, so we can't ever organize to get rid of the New World Order, they can't ever get properly organized, because they're all fighting over stuff. So it's the best of times, worst of times. It's our doom, it's our salvation, that we have separation of powers. That's why when you hear, oh, we need to get rid of gridlock in Congress, and Obama needs to just have executive orders, and we're going to play that clip here in a moment, and do whatever he wants, and he'll fix everything, and we just give him all the power. This is a big deal. So let's go ahead and go to this clip of Obama saying, Congress? I don't need no stinking Congress. Here it is.
We are not just going to be waiting for legislation in order to make sure that we're providing Americans the kind of help that they need. I've got a pen and I've got a phone. And I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions, administrative actions that move the ball forward in helping to make sure our kids are getting the best education possible, making sure that our businesses are getting the kind of support and help they need to grow and advance, to make sure that people are getting the skills that they need to get those jobs that our businesses are creating. And I've got a phone that allows me to convene Americans from every walk of life, nonprofits, businesses, sector, universities, to try to bring more and more Americans together around what I think is a unifying theme, making sure that this is a country where if you work hard, you can make it. And so one of the things that I'm going to be talking to my cabinet about is how do we use all the tools available to us, not just legislation, in order to advance a mission that I think unifies all Americans, the belief that everybody's got to take responsibility, everybody's got to work hard, but if you do, that you can support a family and meet the kinds of obligations that you have to yourself and your family, but also to your communities and to your neighbors.
All right, I'm going to play this clip again when we come back. It's so important. I meant to get it in the first hour. I always wait towards the end to get to all the important stuff. When we come back, I'm going to play it again and just stop and start the whole thing. Because that's so important there. Not just saying I'll do whatever I want because it's my job and everybody loves it. That's all a lie and criminal. But the fact that he only talks about Americana when it's like, you know, we have shared responsibility to raise the debt ceiling. And by the way, it doesn't raise the debt. And you know, this is what America's about. It's just total fraud. It's incredible. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 14th day of January, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're now into the final hour that's going to be jam-packed with news and information. I want to talk about Obama the dictator coming up towards the end of the hour, and I'm going to play that clip again and analyze it where he says it's Americans' responsibility to basically go along with this whole system and to pay their fair share. So the American dream is having a bunch of crooks run your life and to have him by executive action circumventing Congress. And he'll talk about the American dream and how anybody can make it working hard if you just go along with him while he does everything he can to shut down the economy, everything they can to consolidate the economy in globalist hands, everything they can to create a total crony, monopoly, rigged economy. That's the bottom line. That's what's going on here. And it's a big deal that we're converting over to all of this right now. There's also some powerful reports that we're going to be posting in the next hour up on Infowars.com that we're during the breaks writing the descriptions for and getting up on the site that are very important, where they found 7 times the radiation level on the on another California beach versus when they went to a nuclear reactor that's active. So the beach is 7 times more radioactive than a reactor. We've got some other Fukushima news. Scientists to monitor California kelp forest for Fukushima radiation. Fish are found to have 20-plus times safe radiation levels off the coast of Japan. That's some of the breaking news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Also, Steve Watson has another article, Growing Record Growth for Privacy Search Engines in Wake of NSA Revelations. And that's the answer to Big Brother, is to vote with your dollars and to use and support products and organizations and media that promote liberty. And that doesn't mean any of these groups are perfect. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. It means that if people have their heart in the right place, they're trying to do a good job, they're trying to be honest, they're trying to give you good products, good information, that's who you support. When you've got premeditated, larcenous globalists that are manipulating the situation, you've got to stand against them and really realize that they're out to get you, and you've got to take it very, very personal. Now, I want to get into a really painful subject right now and just illustrate how sick it is and illustrate the humanity of the young man that was killed. He wasn't a criminal. He was the son of a police officer who was schizophrenic, and he was homeless, and the police come over and start talking about how they're going to beat him. And so he tries to get away, and then over 20 minutes they beat him to death. Took him 4 days to die, and the jury was told that he could have died of a heart attack. And so they ruled that, well, the cops get off because they didn't kill him. And that's like saying JFK wasn't killed by a bullet, he was killed by a heart attack. Or that's like saying a gnat that flies into your windshield when you're going 100 miles an hour. That's like saying that the gnat died of a bacterial infection or a heart attack. Now, there are a lot of people that are being killed by the police, not just here, but in other authoritarian regimes all over the world, by police that resemble hardcore criminals, just from what I've seen being around really serious ex-cons and thug types. I mean, that's what cops more and more look like in big city, is just really disgusting thugs who've got serious problems. And the DA's freaking out about this. Everybody's freaking out about this because it's all on video, the slow, methodical killing of this guy who's begging and can't breathe. And that's a game police play now, where they jump on you knowing you can't breathe, break your neck, you name it. And then if you beg, please get off me, I can't breathe, they just sit on you until you die or until you pass out. And then after he passed out, they kept sitting on him till he went into a coma. And, you know, I see articles every couple of days where an autistic kid, 10, 11, 12 years old, I'll be walking down the street and the cops pull up and say, give me your ID. And they can't talk. And I've seen the photos of these kids and videos of these kids, some of them squad car videos. It's clear that they're completely disabled. I've seen a video where they tell a guy who's a quadriplegic, get out of your wheelchair. And he says, I'm sorry, sir, I'm paralyzed from the chest down. But if you take me over to that counter, I can lift up with my arms. And they throw him out onto the ground. I think there's a bunch of those videos. There's one where they start kicking him. And the guy broke like 15 bones when he hit the ground because their bones are like jello. And they didn't get in trouble for that. I mean, we live in a country, folks, where they throw people out of wheelchairs that have calves that are like, 2 inches around. You know, in fact, I have a friend who was a Home Depot manager who was paralyzed from the chest down, and it was a big court case, and later the squad car video came out. The guy's like a commander in Austin, big giant, you know, guy. And he pulls him over. He wants to search his car. He said, I think he threw a cigarette out. And he says, what are these on your steering wheel? He said, those are my hand controls. I'm paralyzed. And he said to him and his wife, get out. And he said, okay, my wife's got to get the wheelchair out of the back and give it to me. No, you're going to do it. And he said, well, I don't have crutches. I have the wheelchair. And he drug a guy out that's paralyzed from the middle of the chest out and beat him up, and Internal Affairs found it was good because he didn't follow a police officer's order. That's like telling, a paralyzed person to get up and walk. And it's a total narcissistic mental illness where people under Stockholm Syndrome project their love of corrupt police onto them, and then it's like a prostitute to a pimp. She isn't really scared of him. She loves him because she is scared of him at a subconscious level. And the fact that, yeah, there it is. Grand jury acquits a Houston police officer who killed unarmed, disabled, mentally ill Houston man. I mean, I see it all the time. And that's what's really scary is that you come up to an 11-year-old naked autistic girl who's gone out of the house at night and is walking down the highway. And so when they were done with her, they'd broken a whole bunch of bones, knocked her teeth out. Because, you know, she's flopping around going, mommy, mommy. They always beg for mommy. And these guys are, do what I say. I mean, just, yeah. And every fiber of me as a man, because I've seen countless of these videos. We could play them every day if we wanted to, but it's not even my goal to demonize the police. This stuff hurts me so much, I can't even look at it. They always beg for mommy and daddy. Of course, troops do that, too, a lot. I don't care how tough you are when your guts are blown out all over the ground and you're in excruciating pain. You know, you'll call out for who you love. You'll say, mom, dad. You'll call out for your brother or your sister. And the thing is, when these people call out for mom and dad, you see the cops getting off on it in like a sexual way. They're getting off on the torture, on being sadist. And this is what it's like to live in North Korea. I've seen the North Korean police, the way they act when they're grabbing people and doing stuff. I've seen the Chinese Communist police, the way they look. I've seen film reels of Nazi police, the way they look. It's the same thing. These are dangerous, bad people. And America has a sycophantic love of this. Separately, the public gets societies breaking down, so they want to believe in the police and believe there's a lot of good ones, and there are. And so you need the police a lot of times, and the police do deal with a lot of bad people. And that's probably part of why a lot of them become so bad. But you've got to be really screwed up when you come up to a 240-pound Down syndrome guy. This happens all the time. And you say, I'm going to search your bag. And the guy, I've seen some of these squad car videos. The guy looks like a total child, like a three-year-old, going, no, no. And the cops will taser him. The mentally retarded guy will charge him. And instead of letting, you know, the mentally retarded guy run down the road for mommy, whatever, follow him home to where they live, they kill him. I mean, you're looking at a guy with Down syndrome. I see this every week in the news. You'll look at a giant, fat Down syndrome person. Not put them down, they're fat, just they always seem to be fat. The guy we're looking at right now on screen's, you know, fat. And they just kill him. I mean, I was a cop and there was some Down syndrome guy going, no, no, no. You know, I mean, I'm not going to kill him. I'm not going to even taser him. The thing is, they never even have a weapon. They just kill them. And it's this military idea that if you don't do exactly what I say, like a checkpoint in Fallujah, I'm going to kill you because you're the enemy. And I've got articles here where sheriff's deputies says protesters should be exterminated in gas chambers, and that anyone that criticizes the police is an enemy. Really? I'm an enemy? This guy was a cop's kid. That's the only reason there was even an indictment. That's the only reason. And I don't know if his dad was a good cop or a bad cop, but he said stuff like, I'm ashamed that I was ever a cop, and, you know, it's a really bad system, and it's really corrupt. Yeah, how do you like that, cop? Did you speak out enough against bad stuff? Did the chickens come home to roost? I'm sorry your son's dead. You're probably a nice cop, probably a nice guy. The point is, the chickens will come home to roost. The chickens, and I'm going to, when we come back, I'm going to play out of 21 minutes. It's a 21-minute tape total that was entered into evidence. I'm going to play 4.5 of it condensed down. And if you watch the video, the cops are spinning their batons, and they tell him, we're going to F you up. So he gets up and starts trying to run away. They get him, they hold him down, they do this whole, you're resisting. You're like, and I've had that done to me. You're resisting, shove my head in the jail wall when I'm not resisting. There's like some redheaded midget guy wanted to beat me up. He was, like, laughing. He had, like, four guys with him when I was in the jail for refusing the thumb scan. And I went, man, you really are a little coward. You really want to beat up a bigger man than you, don't you? You people are pathetic.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds. And boys, we'll rise again.
All right, let's continue. Imagine you're cops.
Midwest farmer.
You pull up on a Down syndrome man who is so mentally retarded, they don't even know where they are. And so you start trying to put handcuffs on them, and they pull their hand away, and so you shoot them. I mean, I know this. Police didn't act like this in the past, and people wouldn't put up with this in the past, okay? It's absolutely outrageous. And again, I'm not here trying to demonize the police. We need the police to wake up and be on our side because the globalists are running the country. But they've gotten the police in this mentally ill position where they think they're completely above the law and that everything they do is okay because they're the moral authority. No, you're not. Your bosses know about the narcotics trafficking. The big banks all launder the money on record. That's mainstream news. They run the major drug cartels. 90%+ of the drugs and drug money is run by the big six banks. And you are run by criminals, and they're trying to get you to convert purely to a criminal operation. Look at some of these articles, then I'm going to get to the video and the audio of Kelly Thomas's slow execution. Kelly Thomas verdict, cops now have license to murder. The acquittal of two Fullerton, California police officers and the beating death of Kelly Thomas, a homeless man who was pummeled into a coma as he begged for his life, oh, he begged for daddy, underscores the fact that cops now have a license to murder. Thomas, a mentally disabled homeless man, was beaten, tasered, suffocated, and pistol whipped as he lay on the street corner, this huge pool of blood you can look at in the article, being sat on by no less than six police officers, there were like 12 of them there, during the incident in July 2011. In what is undoubtedly one of not the most disturbing police brutality videos ever, Thomas can be heard pleading for his father, moaning, "Daddy, Daddy, they are killing me," as officers prolong the assault. According to the jury in the case, we found Officer Manuel Ramos and Officer Jay Cincinnati not guilty of all charges of murder and manslaughter. Thomas just coincidentally chose to die of an undiagnosed heart condition in the hospital 5 days after the beating, having never regained consciousness. Police claim that the brutal pummeling they inflicted on Thomas, illustrated by shocking photos of his bloodied, swollen body, was justified response to his pathetic attempts to resist being murdered. Yeah, and I've had cops on top of me before when they want to do that for fun. And, you know, I'm able to zen out when somebody's sitting on my back and my legs and shoving my head in the ground. And then thank God after a minute they stop and then are, you know, on a power trip all staring at you, a bunch of cowards, and you're down and they get to be tough because they were bullies in school, and but now men stood up to them and kicked their butt, so they went and became cops. I mean, I guarantee you could, you know, thugs like this, you could take 10 of them, I'd stomp every one of them into the ground. And I'm not bragging, folks, but should thugs start a fight with me, the more the merrier. That's the only time Godzilla even wakes up. And I'm telling you, these people are cowards. These people are completely, absolutely cowards, and I know their type. I know their punk type. I could beat the daylights out of 10 of those any day of the week. In fact, I challenge both of them to come to Austin in the ring with me, bare knuckles, or we'll go to Vegas or wherever it's legal. Right now, I challenge for charity, for children's charity, I challenge both of them at the same time to a bare knuckles match. But they won't do it because they know what I do in that ring. Savagely explode, take them both down in seconds. The point is that people like that make me want to throw up because they're the enemy of this country and the enemy of humanity, and I'm sick of it. And I'm tired of people like that having their way with little weak people pinned down on the ground, squeezing their life out of them. And I'm sick of it. I hate North Korean police when I see them on television, and Chinese communist police and the old Russian NKVD, seeing photos of them. They make me want to throw up. A bunch of cowards. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to sit here and act tough and stuff. I start flipping out when I think about this stuff. The point is that I'm serious. I want to give them an open invitation. If they think they're so tough, we'll go to Vegas. I've got the connections. If my connections to the UFC will put it on, I'll get in the ring with both of them. And I'm not even a boxer. I want in the ring with both of them, bare knuckles, in Las Vegas. Come on, cowards, both of you. Let's go in the ring right now. Right now, cowards. But you won't do that, will you? No, 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 no. You're justified in the hospital and all of it went along with you. It's unbelievable how these people operate and what they're up to and what they do. It is absolutely disgusting. All right, I'm going to settle down and come back and get into the other news that ties into this and play the audio and the video. But it's the essence of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back on Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the revolution against tyranny will be transmitted worldwide. We will never back down. Resistance is victory. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a no-born, it's a not-born, it's a young set, but out of my head. It's strong, what's wrong? I've already heard this song before. You're right, but now it's time to
ladies and gentlemen, the great threat to our families, our providence, our well-being, our wealth, our fortune is tyranny. We've seen it thousands of times throughout history. And it is rising its ugly head yet again, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I've only aired this audio once or twice before. The guys are always wanting to air it to illustrate, but it makes me so upset to hear it and watch it. To watch cowards killing an innocent person and using a bunch of legalese to do it, I don't like to play it, because I empathize with the weak and the oppressed, because that's just my instincts, and I absolutely go wild in my mind thinking about bullies and thugs and cowards, and not just bad police. I won't go downtown, because if a group of gang members is walking around and says something to me, or as a group acts like thugs, and I've been with friends before, they've seen this, it's not good. Because it's like a fight or flight situation, I immediately want to start attacking people. And that's a normal instinct in men to defend their families against bad guys. You're not supposed to have that killer instinct on good people or on people that aren't actually a threat. But they hire thugs that have the instinct, but it's twisted and it's cowardly. Like, these guys run when they're outnumbered. They don't charge when they're outnumbered. See, a man wants to charge when they're outnumbered. And then when they're not outnumbered, they retreat. Because the instinct is, well, if I'm outnumbered, I'm cornered. That's when you can really be a man. That's why old women can pick up cars off kids. That's a drug right there. Because your brain says, this is good. You're fighting five bad guys. They've got you cornered. Let them have it. But the few times I was in a fight and wasn't completely in the right, I got my butt kicked because my body didn't even respond. I had no strength. And then the person that, after they gave me a few good licks and I couldn't get mad and couldn't even, you know, get going, they're like, all right, now you had enough? Because they had the moral high ground. It was only a few times in my life that I looked back and I didn't have the total moral high ground. And I was just run-of-the-mill guy. But the times in my life growing up in Dallas where, you know, one guy starts a fight, you beat them, and their buddies jump in, and then it's just you black out. And it's like, you're like a whistle noise, and it's on, man. And you know, the whole point is that you watch cops just enjoying themselves, sitting on this guy and bashing his head in the ground and hitting him with their guns and hitting him with flashlights and just beating his head completely in. And then still sitting on him after he's brain dead. And then being proud of themselves and strutting around his body. You got to watch the whole 21 minutes. It's such an act of intense cowardice that it makes you ashamed to be a human and ashamed to be a man. And if I was the average cop out there, I would be extremely ashamed. I said I'd open the phones up for police out there. But, you know, police are afraid somebody will hear them calling on the show. I know there's a lot of good police out there. But I'd like to hear from former police, current police, or even active duty soldiers, when you watch video like this and then you watch the ensuing cover-up, does it make you feel good? And when you look at the way these cops look, I didn't see one Dallas cop that looked like a criminal, and I'm sure there were some that aren't good when I was up there. But then I saw the sheriff's deputies that were special hired goons. They all look like this, but bigger. And they have that look of they've got something to prove. They're not really men. They're not really tough. They're wimps. There's nothing worse than a wimp trying to be a man. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing worse than that. And I'm sick of it. And I'm calling them out at just the base level of this sick cult that the police have become, just like every other third world country, of how they're above the law and they're great. I'd like to hear from police and military out there. 800-259-9231. We're going to go right to your calls after I play this. But 800-259-9231. Future cop says he's about to be a sheriff's deputy. Protesters should be exterminated in gas chambers. And then anyone that videotapes police should be basically killed. I mean, just amazing. Man shot dead at movies after texting by retired Tampa cop. We got another article here where the cop didn't like what was happening, so put a gun to a kid's throat in McDonald's. And you see these videos all the time where a cop will pull their gun out. There's a waitress doesn't give them quick enough service. And then they'll defend them. It's like the cops that came in Phoenix, or was it Tucson, and just for fun pulled the gun on the clerk. Now, in that case, the police fired him and criminally charged him. That's what you're supposed to do, folks. You got some lunatic. You don't protect him. You throw the book at him. Because it's going to bring down the whole system. I mean, I'm here to tell you. The example of how police are above the law in many jurisdictions is just an example of what's going on at the top. So 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead now and go to a condensed 4 minutes of police officer's son. Remember that, cops? This can happen to your kids. I heard the Austin police chief a few months ago on 590 AM say, even if an order's unlawful, do what you're told and you won't get hurt. What if a cop shows up and says, come mow my lawn? Or tells, they had cops pull women over at the topless bars and say, service me. I mean, you got to follow every order. No, I'm not going to follow every order. The law and common law says that's tyranny. And I have a right to defend myself. Now let's go ahead and go to this incredible audio, and then we'll go to these police officers and people that are calling in. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And then we're going to go into some of the other special reports we have, into some overdrive if we have time to do it today. Again, I'm holding back playing this. Here is it from the beginning of the event. Here it is. You've got the cop with a billy club.
Well, hey, I'm sick of playing games. Which one is it?
So they, and again, we've edited the tape. You can see the full tape. It's been seen by everybody. They just harass him, get his info for a while, start putting his hands on him. The guy's in normal response, pulling his hand away, saying, "I'm sick of playing games." Well, the cop then grabs around the neck and says, "I'm going to hurt you really bad." Let's go back to the audio and video. Get on the ground. The guy puts his hands up like, "Settle down." But it's not normal when a predator comes up and says, "Get on the ground." But he starts getting ready to go on the ground. The cop doesn't want that. He wants to have some fun. He hits him with a billy club across the thighs. Now the guy runs. There's not a mammal on earth. You either fight or you run. And people are going to start fighting back, see? They want a civil war, folks. People keep trying to run because they don't want to die, like that woman in D.C. Let's go back to it. They tackle him. Of course, before the video got released, they lied about what happened.
Okay.
He says, okay.
I'm sorry, dude.
I'm sorry, Lordship. I'm sorry you hit me for no reason.
Put the hands on your back.
I'm sorry you're on a power trip.
Okay. Put your hands on your back. Put your hands on your back.
Now they're breaking his arm. Now they're sitting on him, putting their weight on him. He's panicking in the pain. See, they do the pain to make you resist.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Just relax and let us kill you.
So what are you like?
Hey, this guy jumps on top.
Hold up.
Yeah, get a kick in.
I'm sorry.
These cops are all going to die of incredibly painful cancer. Their kids are going to die. Everything. God's going to cut you all down.
Okay, yeah. Put your face down.
Goes on and on. This is edited down for 21 minutes. This isn't really edited at first. This is when they finally get him to be knocked out. They're tasering him right now. And they call that resisting, involuntarily flopping. Taser him some more. Torturing some more. Oh, that moving. Going to have to beat you in the head of the flashlight.
Roll on your stomach.
Roll on your stomach while we're tasering him. Land of the free, home of the brave. These are nothing but social workers with guns and badges and tasers.
No.
Daddy's not coming. Now they're hitting him in the head with the flashlights. Right now there's six police laying on top of him, beating him and beating him and beating him and kicking him and stomping him. On and on. Now this cop gets his head. Knee on his head. He had bones broken all over his body. You ought to go read all the stuff they did to him. Get off me. Nobody's getting off you. You're going to go to the board, boy. Nobody's getting off America. Nobody's getting over the 56 million aborted babies. The Federal Reserve's going to keep printing money. America's going down. And these cops are going down with it. It's all going to go down. The radiation, the GMO, the curses. They're never going to stop till you're dead, boy. Calling for daddy? Daddy came.
Yeah! God help me! God help me, God!
God help you?
Please, God!
Police are God.
Help me!
Nobody's going to help.
Yes.
As he begs for daddy, they intensify the attack.
Yes.
They love hearing him beg for daddy. That's the best part.
Yes.
Beg for daddy.
Yes.
Beg for daddy.
Yes.
He's never coming.
Help me, Dad. Help me, Dad. Help me,
Joe. He's not coming.
Okay, help me. Okay, help me, please.
Let go of me.
Satan has you now.
Oh,
God. Nobody's going to help. The good guys are here. They're all standing on him. Now some more beating. And now he's going to jail. Huge pool of blood. Mission complete. Well, good job. There you go. And, you know, I'm not trying to be sardonic there. I'm illustrating with the dark satire that this is where we are as a culture. And, again, we cut out a lot of the beating, a lot of the cussing, a lot of it. But it went on and on. And he submitted. They're the boss. They're in control. And they're going to walk. The two guys that did the caving into the head and the throat and the bones. And they're heroes, actually, in a war. On the front lines. And don't worry, when they're all done, believe me, they're not going to be cops in the future. It's all going to be robots. Don't worry, everybody's going to get a taste of this. I'll be honest with you, Kelly Thomas got out of it easy. The little kids, they shoot up with vaccines with cancer viruses. They can take 3 years to die in excruciating pain. So, you know, these low-level psychopaths are just on power trips. They don't even know what they're doing. But the higher-ups, they're going to make sure everybody cries for mommy a long time. Because that's the music to the evil people's ears. Satan likes that dark energy force of the innocents being destroyed, crushed, sucked dry. So that was like Beethoven right there to psychopaths and evil people listening. Daddy, can we cue that back up? I'm going to go these phone calls. Rob, Justin, Woody, Coffer, and others. We actually got police to actually call in, an ex-cop. Military, ex-cop, cop for 16 years, 800-259-9231. But just as we come back to the next break, let's hear some of the calling for daddy. Because, you know, I have a son, and that's a very painful sound to hear daddy, daddy, and then please God, please God. And, of course, God will come to our aid if we become righteous again. But the police started grabbing on him and then hit him with a billy club. So he ran for his life. He had good instincts. And they killed him. All right. Who's the trash in that video? Let's talk to Woody in Washington. I'm sure you've seen that video. You just heard the audio. What do you think of that event? Was that a good thing to do?
Well, you know, the police stopped being peace officers back in the 70s with all the federal money that came into local law enforcement. Richard Nixon was behind that. And it was only guys like me that came on, were mentored by the older brood of real men into the profession. And what you have now is you have a reflection of society. And it's unfortunate. It makes all police look bad.
No, I agree. It is a reflection of the degenerate, cowardly society. Go ahead.
Well, I trained recruits for over 10 years. And you either had really good or really bad. There wasn't much in between. And, you know, here's a suggestion, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
The
radio's distracting you.
Try and put some good things on that the police do, too.
Look, I know that positive enforcement is better than negative enforcement. This isn't even about the police. It's about a corrupt system, and it's about people that are who are such control freaks that they kill mentally ill people every day in this country because they don't follow orders. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a lot of that, but it's also a lot of group psychology today. You have a thug culture that's infected our nation, and this is a reflection. The police reflect that. They're a reflection of our society.
I totally agree. The military is being taken over by actual gangs. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, they purged most of us. They got rid of most of us. You know, not long after 9/11. So
I know. Listen. I've got a lot of family that are retired police, and they're just really great, cool, fun people to be around. Really hardworking, smart, good people. But they're all old men now. And I talk to young cops, and some of them are nice, but a lot of them are crazy. And they're looking for trouble. And as a man, I have the same response to them that I have walking down an alley when a couple thugs say something smart and you know, are thinking about jumping me. Do you understand what I'm saying? I have the same animal response to a lot of police now that I have to ex-cons. Do you understand?
It's unfortunate that we've sunk this low.
I hear you. Anything else? All right, I appreciate your call. Folks, try to turn your radio off or it will distract you because there's like a 15-second delay. Let's talk to Rob in Wyoming, former police officer. What do you think of stuff like that?
Oh, I think it's ridiculous. Absolutely insane. But for the times that we're living in, par for the course.
Yeah, I mean, so what if a homeless person runs away from you? If you're not looking for a bank robber, I mean, you know, just follow them down the street, pick them up in an hour. I mean, I don't understand killing somebody. Plus, the guy starts putting his hands up, and the cop hits him with a billy club across the thighs. I mean, what's he supposed to do, run or fight him?
I would try to get away personally. You know, I lost my job for basically standing up for the oath that I took. And just, you know, I refused to participate in invasive procedures. And unfortunately, there's just not a lot of people that are willing to sacrifice that for doing the right thing anymore.
You know, the head of the Texas State Police supported them doing, without even probable cause, with the same glove, cavity searches of four cavities, two women repeatedly. Now, finally, there's been lawsuits, and then they had to back off. But, I mean, that's scary when the state police are going to put you over the hood and put their fingers in you.
Yeah, I have a wife and kids, and I don't know that I would tolerate that very well if they tried doing that to me or them.
Well, see, that's what I'm afraid of, is that I'm getting to the point where I'm not looking for trouble, but at an instinctive level, I can't handle it. And I'm just praying that nobody tries this with me.
No, I hear you there. I absolutely agree.
What kind of stuff did you, I mean, you say invasive procedures. What are you talking about?
Well, I worked for a brief time on the patrol side of the house, and fortunately where I live, we have a very good local police department, but I felt I was better in the detention area, so I worked in the jail. And when we got to getting around to doing the booking procedure, our sheriff had received a grant to operate a iris scanner, and I told my sheriff, I said, if I got arrested and you asked me to put my eyes in there so you could scan my irises, I would tell you to pound sand. So I can't rightfully ask anybody else to do that. And
so basically they let you go.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, I'm asking what happened.
Oh. Well, actually, I got hurt. I got hurt protecting another inmate, and I wasn't able to do the job anymore, so they let me go as quickly as they could. But I'm pretty sure that there were some retribution involved over the letter that I had written regarding the eye scanner deal.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your call. It's just very scary to know that these juries, I mean, that's a reflection of society, are doing things like this. And again, they've got all these excuses of why they're doing this. But this system is a thug culture. We've got so many prisons that are colleges of crime, and they put nonviolent offenders in there where immediately, see, I wouldn't be recruited by gangs, and these were wannabe gangs, growing up outside Dallas in a suburb, and so they would fight me. I mean, I went into sixth grade out of private school, and I mean, I was immediately had kids that had flunked 3-4 grades beating me up. And I think it's the best thing that ever happened to me, quite frankly, in my life. It made me a different person. And the school wouldn't protect me. My parents said, well, you just better learn how to fight, which was a normal, old-fashioned way. I'm glad. I mean, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. It was, you know, I've been in quite a few fights growing up with thugs. But most people would follow the thugs, adopt their culture. And there was kind of a redneck gang, there was a black gang, a Hispanic gang, but it was, you know, join one of these groups, kiss our butts, or we're going to beat you up every day. And we're going to beat you up wherever we see you around town. And I just got to where, you know, these people are absolutely scared of me. And then I started having, by the time I was like 14, 15, to fight their older brothers and people that were like 20 years old, 22, were actual ex-cons. I mean, I'd be at a party when I was 16 and the door would kick open at some open house party and be some 25-year-old convict going, you put my cousin in the hospital, rah! You know, and it's like when I'm 16 and, you know, God later, I started kicking his butt and he pulled out a knife and, man, I just flipped the switch. I remember saying, same thing with cops. Somebody comes at me with a knife, take them out. I have a killer instinct. I said, all right, that's it. And I know it's in my juvenile files up there. That case was in Rowlett, Texas. And I took that big old 250-pound ex-con. I probably weighed 180 pounds. And, I mean, I broke him up bad. And he never even came back from it. Last time I heard, he was an invalid. And I'm not even proud of that, but I don't feel guilty over hurting that guy because he pulled a knife when I started kicking his butt. And so it's fine to beat up a really bad person that attacks you. I mean, if some thug, you know, who's just stabbed somebody and you're chasing them and they pull a weapon on you, you know, and they're fighting, you beat the brains out, well, fine. Don't beat the brains out of some schizophrenic that didn't even resist you. Because I'm telling you, I look at those cops, they look like the type of guys I used to fight all the time in Dallas. And let me tell you something, they're real tough right up front. When you start hurting them, they start crying and trying to get away. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Cooper in Washington. Go ahead.
Go ahead. How are you doing?
Hey, good. You say you're a cop for 16 years. What's your take on this?
You know, I haven't watched the video, and it would be, I don't know, like play Monday Night Quarterback, but I will tell you this. I'm a detective background investigator. I do extensive backgrounds on new hires. And I will tell you there is definitely a culture change, but it all comes down to this, Mr. Jones. What is your department's mission, and what is the chief and the commanders want with new hires? Our department, I just finished a background on a guy. I won't tell you where from, but I did 23 interviews with people because we want to make sure we get the right guy in. But I thank God I work in a community where we work with the citizens. They respect us, we respect them, and I work in a county that's the same way.
Well, that's what I was about to say. You either have, in my experience, good departments of professional good people, or you have departments of thugs.
Well, I agree, and this is the deal. I had a conversation with two young officers the other day about the tattoo issue. I don't agree with these sleeve tattoos, and I think if they hire an officer's hired on the department, they need to be covered up because I told them we are not thugs, and I don't care because I don't care if the culture has changed. We need to be above reproach, and when somebody looks at a police officer, they need to see us as a professional man and woman. And they didn't agree because they're younger and they think the tattoos are cool. And I said, you know what? I don't want to be looked at as a thug or a gangster. We're not. We're the thin blue line between good and evil. I really believe that. But that's the mentality today with these young officers. They think it's cool to wear the tattoos and the gold badges and play Mr. Tough Guy. But that.
We just lost him. Is phone disconnected? You still there, Cooper?
Yeah, I'm still.
Oh, no, he's back. As your call waiting. Go ahead.
But anyways, listen, we're servants. We're public servants. And that's where departments need to get back. And they need to understand that, listen, the public pays our pay. And you know, I blame the public, too, is because it's what they'll tolerate, too. In my community, if you beat the hell out of somebody like that, I guarantee you, you're out of a job. Now, these guys are probably going to be charged by the Department of Justice for civil rights violations. This isn't done yet. I mean, if they did screw up, so...
Well, I've watched the video. The guy's not even resisting, and they're still beating him. And it's like some mob psychology. We're going into overdrive. We're going to talk to Justin, former LAPD, and more. This is Powerful Phone Calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Russia, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.